A Heartland Community College student witnessed firsthand the chaos that ensued during the Iowa caucuses when malfunctions from an app delayed results in the Democratic presidential race for more than a day. Eric House is a 25-year-old journalism student from Normal. He tells Eric Stock he decided on a whim Monday to drive to Iowa City to see the political process play out in a high school auditorium. And saw just how messy democracy can be.
Mostly for the spectacle. You hear about this every single year. I've been interested in politics since 2008, and I first got to vote in 2012. But I always heard about Iowa as this very amorphous thing that we don't take part in, but we're super close to. It's the talk of the nation for a week, and then you don't hear about it for 4 years. And so I said, this year, I had the day off. It's a really, really open field. I want to see what's going to happen. So I took my butt out and went to go see how it all actually works.
Or in this case, doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
So when did you and everyone else there come to the realization that there was a problem with the votes being submitted?
For Precinct 01, there really wasn't, actually. Everything went relatively smoothly. I spoke to the chair of the whole system, and she ended up telling me that things went relatively smoothly. There were no undecided votes for 01. Groups got divvied up correctly, and you know that's all in the minutia of what's actually involved in their process. So 01 in Iowa City went relatively well. 17, however, did not go so smoothly.
And 17 is Iowa City.
Yes. So this is a little bit bigger, held in the same building, City High in Iowa City. And they started an hour late, had over 1,000 people in line, and by time 01 finished, I actually had time to go and catch up on the entirety of 17 in the next room over, because they were in the middle of trying to sort out after the first alignment. They couldn't figure out how many people they had for which groups, who was dividing up, who was moving else. People started leaving. So
out of frustration?
Pretty much, yeah. And the thing is, those paper slips aren't supposed to leave with them. So when they walk in, they're handed slips. You say, this is your first preference. You hand this in to whoever is in charge, your precinct captain for whatever candidate you're following. You hand that in. You don't become viable. You got to use a second sheet to declare your second preference for second alignment. And then all of a sudden, you've got people scrambling, horse trading, trying to bring people over to their side, trying to create these alliances all of a sudden. And this entire school auditorium just falls apart with different conversations of people who are friends and family who have known each other for years. And they're all in different colors, and they're all wearing different pins, and they're all just yelling at each other about, no, come to my side. We'll make it. You won't. And all of a sudden, it becomes a little hectic.
And this is really just part of the natural process of a caucus.
Apparently so. Apparently, this is what they do every single time. It is much more like a town hall than it is like a closed ballot vote.
From what we had heard, the voting app that they were using for the first time wasn't working. Some had claimed operator error. This app was new to everyone. Others had said there was a problem with cellular coverage in some areas that kept their vote tabulations from going through. It was later explained as a coding error or a coding problem with the app that they said that was resolved. From what you saw or were able to gather from your conversations with some of the party officials, what was your sense for what they thought the problem was?
A couple of things. Definitely the user error fits in a really interesting place because everyone I spoke to who was actually in a position of power was relatively older. Definitely senior citizens in charge of running this whole thing. I had spoke to a lot of them. They said they've been doing this for decades. Some of them, they've been around since caucuses all the way back in the 90s. So the technological mastery may not have been there for everyone. I get that part. It's an iPhone app, whatever. The other part was that when they went to actually report stuff, nothing was going through. This is the same app they were using for all their calculations as well. Essentially, they were supposed to just punch the numbers in that they had at a given time, like, hey, our total is 650. This group has 112. Are they viable? If so, how many delegates did they get? And they were supposed to do all the math for them. At one point, the chair, Nancy Porter, for Precinct 01, went up to a whiteboard in the cafeteria and just wrote a big mathematical equation for everyone to do on their own if they wanted to, just to make sure we were all kosher as far as that's considered. And it was really, really fascinating to watch an entire room whip out their phones and double-check their math for all their delegates.
So when you left that night, when did you leave, by the way?
I left 01 when they wrapped up around, would have been just about 9 o'clock, 9:30 at the latest. They were choosing their delegates. They were setting up committees because they send all these people into another meeting in March. And then I went to go check on 17, and they were there until 10:30 at least. And at a certain point, once the delegates were called, all the bystanders and extra people left, but I have no idea how late they were there. I left the parking lot at City High at 11, and there was still nothing reported.
Of course, everybody left with no idea what was going on.
Exactly.
So what was the sense at that point that we were not going to know until sometime Tuesday or maybe even later before there would be any sort of results?
That was definitely the going mood because, I mean, all the chair people and all the people that were helped volunteering were so burned out by that point. I understand they wanted to go home and figure this out later. But coupled with that, I was like, well, why aren't we seeing more results? You know, I myself personally tweeted out two sets of confirmed delegates and second alignments. And I figured, well, someone somewhere has to be, you know, combining all this data into some sort of idea. And then a couple hours later, closer to midnight, we get Bernie Sanders' campaign putting out what are their reported numbers. You know, so I don't know what we were expecting, but as far as getting information out to the people, the IDP dropped the ball there, for sure.
That is Heartland Community College student Eric House with Eric Stock. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he believes Illinois is diverse enough that it should be the first primary state. Illinois holds its primary March 17th, after half of the country will have cast primary ballots.